This goes to Dr. Melinda Cusack, C-U-S-A-C-K, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Marjorie Clapp, C-L-A-P-P, date of birth August 13th of 1943. Dear Dr. Cusack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Clapp with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 31st of 2021. She has been able to lose 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she's trying to lose weight. She does complain of feeling fatigued off and on, and also has arthritis pain intermittently. But she does not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs orally for pain. She does get periodic flare-ups of gout also. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have neuropathy that is unchanged, and she has edema in her ankles and feet that is stable. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no bruises or rashes. Medication list is reviewed since her last visit. Her Requip, Lasix, Calcium, and Januvia were discontinued, and she's currently on Rybelsus. It's R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 14 milligram daily for blood sugar control, and that's starting to help, she believes. Physical examination, her weight is 241 pounds, and blood pressure is 135 over 64. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd of 2022, and her creatinine is 1.1, which is improved. Estimated GFR is up to 48, albumin 4.3, calcium is 10.1, sodium 141, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide is 19, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin 13.6, normal white count, normal platelets, although the MCV is elevated at 101.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, also fatigue. Perhaps the patient needs a more exhaustive workup for the fatigue due to the size of the increased size of red blood cells, possibly a workup for macrocytic anemias, vitamin B12 deficiency, and so on, although she's technically not anemic at this time. She will continue all of her routine medications. She'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. Labs will be done for us every 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.